Good morning. We're starting Klal Yud Zayin in the Chayodim, which is, again, it's a long Klal. We're going to skip some of the Simonim. We'll be doing the first Simon. So the Chayodim says, "I'm a kermes haroili hispaloboy einam shavim." There are different options of where a person can daven, and they're not equal in regards to their level of preference. The more holy the place is, the more chashuv that is for your tefillah, etc. And it's not, you cannot compare the tefillah set in a place which is mekudesh to a tefillah which is set in a place which is chol. So Chazal tell us that the holiest level of kedusha which exists outside of the Beis HaMikdash, which we have left, is a Beis HaMikdash shalom dim shom kol yom, which is used regularly, as opposed to, let's say, you have a shul where they learn there in the morning for an hour and they learn at nighttime for an hour. That's not the same level of kedusha. That's considered a Beis HaKnesses still. But the Maila Beis HaMikdash is only if a person, it's used constantly throughout the day. This is a place where people learn. How do we know this? Kidaksib, this is a Gemara in Brachas, based on a Pasuk in Tehillim. Oyev Hashem Sharei Tzion. Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov is the end of the Pasuk. Hashem loves the Sharei Tzion. Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. So Chazal Darshan Medarshu. Shorim HaMetzionim BaHalacha. The Bershom prefers and he likes the places which are outstanding. They're expressed the fact that halacha is discussed over there, the Torah is learned over there. They call Mishkan as Yaakov more than the Mishkan of Yaakov, which is the Hain but they can see us. So a person has a choice between davening and a Beis HaMedrash and davening a Beis HaKnesses. The level of kedusha in a Beis HaMedrash is higher, and therefore the first option would go to the Beis HaMedrash. Then the Chayyadim adds Alpha Bisham Ispalim Bahem Berev Am. Even though the shul has a larger minyan, so there's a concept of roiv am hadras melech, that there's a certain glory brought to the king by the gathering of a large amount of people together. Roiv am hadras melech. So we could argue that I'm giving greater kavod to Hashem by davening in the shul, which is a larger group, than davening in the Beis HaMikdash, which is smaller. Which in that sense is true. And he's saying, even so, the mile of davening in the greater level of kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash overrides the advantage of Rav Am. Mikol Mokum Yosechaviv Lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mokum Shalom De Baitara Kein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Be'Olam Ela Dalat Am Shel Halacha. Because I'll say that now the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Kadosh Baruch Hu the only place that the Russian really wants to put his presence to be felt is in the Dalat Amos, the area of where a person is learning halacha. Dalat Amos represents the place where a person, his footprint on the ground, so a person takes space at Dalat Amos, and that Dalat Amos where this individual is learning Torah, that's where the Russian has his presence. Now this is talking about even if this person who's now deciding between A and B doesn't learn in that Beis HaMikdash regularly. It's not his place where he learns, but it's a place where people learn Torah regularly. It belongs to the Tzibur. It's available to the Tzibur to learn. So that is considered more Mekudesh than a Beis HaKnesses. Now, Omikol Shkein, the Chayotim continues, and even more so, if the person normally learns in that Beis HaMikdash, Welcome Shuloy Med Bekviyas, the place where this person is learning, so this is his makom where he has the maila of learning. So the Mor says that besides this pasuk of Oyev Hashem Sharei Tzion, the Mor says that Abaya would only daven ben amudi the habigarsi between the supports of the roof, means the room where he would learn. So if a person would learn Torah, so I have a choice in going to somewhere else, which is Ravan. Even a shul, but I have a choice to daven where I learn regularly, and there's 10 people there. It's just a minyan mitzumtzum. So the Chayotim paskins that we were going to give preference to the place where the person learns regularly, even more than going to the shul which has the Ma'alav Rav Am. Okay, so the first option is Beis HaMedrash, and you see from the hierarchy of the way the Chayyim is presenting it that the Beis HaMedrash, where the person learns regularly, is his first preference of where he should daven. And the second preference is he should daven in a Beis HaMedrash, which people in general learn there regularly, even though he does not learn there regularly. Hamakom HaSheni. So now, after Beis HaMedrash, the second best option, who Beis HaKnesses, Shemispelim by Tomid, it's a shul where people are davening there regularly. Now, in the shuls, what do I choose? So if I have two Bate Medrash to choose between, neither one is my place where I learn. I have two shuls to choose between. So I should choose the shul which has Rav Am. And if they're basically equal, there's two shuls and they're basically equal amount of people daven there. So then we add a new consideration. Chazal say that a person has to travel further, he gets the mile of scarpesias, and the person should choose that. So our hierarchy is going to be Beis HaMedrash, where you learn. A Beis HaMedrash, between two Bate Medrash, you choose the one with more people daven. If they're equal, you would choose the one which is further. And if that Beis HaMedrash is not an option, you go to Beis HaKnesses. And again, the first hierarchy would be Rav Am. If they're both equal in the Rav Am, you would choose the one which is further. So we will stop here, and we will talk about Beis HaShem tomorrow. Why that does not, that seems to me that's not why, how people are making taking their calculations of where to daven. Have a good morning.